American Language Course, Situation 14. Look at the pictures for Situation 14.
The water pump should be fixed soon. My dad's over at the pump now. I talked to him there. The man who was with Dad in the truck should be able to fix it. Oh, here comes Dad now.
Hello. We're glad you've come to the ranch. I'm sorry I didn't hear your name. Please tell me your name again. Well, I'm very happy to meet you. I wasn't here when you arrived because I had to find someone to repair the water pump. But I think it's fixed now. The man from the Dyno Repair Company knows all about pumps and other electrical equipment.
Dad used some words you might not understand. Say, repair. Repair the water pump. When you repair something, you fix it. If the water pump isn't broken, does it need to be repaired? No, it doesn't. What did the man do when he fixed the broken pump? He repaired it. If my watch is broken, what do I have to have done to it so it will work? Have it repaired. The man who repaired the water pump was from the Dyno Repair Company. This company repairs electric motors and pumps. Does the Dyno Repair Company repair gasoline motors or electric motors? Electric motors, yes.
Now that the pump is repaired, let's go into the house. Joe, your mother is inside the house now. I'm sure she wants to meet your friend.
Hello, I'm Joe's mother. I didn't meet you before. What's your name? I'm so glad to meet you. I've been cooking in the kitchen. Maybe you don't know the word kitchen. Say, kitchen. Cooking in the kitchen. The kitchen is the room where I cook our food. Look at picture one. This is our living room. We can sit in here and talk or read. Is picture one the kitchen or the living room? It's the living room. Picture number two is the kitchen. I have a very big kitchen. What do I do in the kitchen? Cook the food. Good. And which room in the house do I use for cooking our food? The kitchen. I prepare food in the kitchen. When I prepare it, I get it ready. Do I prepare food in the kitchen or in the living room? I prepare it in the kitchen. The food must be prepared before we can eat it. What do I do to the food before we eat it? Prepare it. I usually prepare the meat by cooking it on the stove. Look at picture two. I prepare the meat on the stove. Does a stove keep the meat cold or hot? A stove keeps the meat hot. I cook the meat on the stove. Where do I cook the meat and keep it hot? On the stove. What room is the stove in? In the kitchen. What do I do with the meat in the kitchen? Prepare the meat. Where do I cook the meat and food and keep it hot? On the stove. What other types of food can I cook on a stove? Did you say cake? Vegetables? That's right. Almost all our food is prepared in the kitchen on my stove.
My mother is a very good cook. Sometimes I help her go to the supermarket and buy the food. That may be a new word. Say supermarket. You shop in the supermarket. My mother buys the food at the supermarket. Look at picture 3. This is the supermarket in Claytown. You can buy any kind of food there. All cities in this country have supermarkets. What can you buy in a supermarket? You can buy milk, meat, vegetables, all in a supermarket. My mother buys our food in the supermarket and brings it home and prepares it in the kitchen. What is the place where you can buy all kinds of food? A supermarket. Is picture 3 the inside of a drugstore or a supermarket? A supermarket. Right.
I enjoy shopping in our supermarket because all the food and things are easy to see. The milk and eggs are together in one place. I usually buy 3 or 4 dozen eggs when I go to the supermarket. Say, a dozen eggs. A dozen eggs is 12 eggs. We buy eggs in a box of 12. Are there 2 dozen or 1 dozen eggs in a box? One dozen eggs. If 1 dozen eggs is 12 eggs, how many eggs are in 6 dozen? Six eggs. Good. How many eggs are in a dozen? 12 eggs. Did you get that right? Good. So, if I buy 2 dozen eggs, how many eggs do I buy? 24 eggs. Now, what are 12 eggs in a box? 12 eggs. So when I buy 12 eggs, I'm buying 12 eggs. When I buy eggs, milk, or ice cream, I must hurry home so I can put them in the refrigerator to keep them cold.
My mother used another new word. Say, refrigerator. Put them in the refrigerator. We put things in the refrigerator to keep them cold. A refrigerator keeps food very cold. Part of the refrigerator will freeze food. We have to keep ice cream very cold or it will melt. Do you know what melt means? When ice cream becomes warm, it melts. When ice cream melts, it looks like milk. If ice melts, it becomes water. When something melts, does it become hard or soft? It becomes soft. Will the refrigerator or the stove keep ice cream from melting? The refrigerator. What happens to ice cream if you put it on the stove? It will melt. What happens to ice if you don't put it in a refrigerator? It will melt. So, what has happened to ice cream when it has become soft? It has melted. Where should you keep ice cream, butter, and ice so they won't melt? In the refrigerator. Look at picture 4. Our refrigerator is an electric refrigerator. We have to connect it to the electricity before it will work. Say, connect. Connect to the electricity. When I connect things, I put them together. If I connect two pieces of wire, I put them together. I have to connect the refrigerator before it will work. What do I have to do to the refrigerator before it will work? Connect it to the electricity. Before the television will work, I have to connect it to the electricity too. What do I have to do to the tape recorder before it will work? Connect it. Right. So, what do I do when I put two things together? I connect them. Look at picture 4 again. This is our refrigerator. It's near the wall plug. This wall plug is where the refrigerator can get electricity. Can the refrigerator get electricity or gasoline from the wall plug? Electricity. When the refrigerator is connected to the wall plug, it will work. Our refrigerator has an electric cord on it, with a plug at the end of the cord. What is at the end of the cord? A plug. When I connect the refrigerator to the electricity, I connect the plug into the wall plug. Now, the refrigerator will work. What do I connect to the wall plug? The electric cord. What is on the end of the electric cord? The plug. Look at picture 5. That is the plug at the end of the cord. When the plug is connected to the wall plug, the refrigerator can work. Sometimes there is a switch to turn on to make electrical equipment work. Say, switch. Switch. An electrical switch is used to turn things on or off. Look at picture 6. Here are two switches. One switch is used to turn the lights on or off. What do I use one switch for? To turn the lights on or off. I turn the television on or off with a switch. What do I use to turn the radio on or off? A switch. What do I use to turn on the lights in the house? I use a switch. There are many kinds of switches, but all electrical switches turn something on or off. What does a switch do? It turns something on or off. There's a light switch in every room. The switch is used to turn the lights on or off. We have one light switch downstairs that can turn the lights on or off upstairs.
Wait, Joe. Maybe downstairs and upstairs are new words for your friend. You say downstairs. Upstairs. Look at picture 7. These stairs go up to the second floor. The bedrooms are on the second floor of our house. The bedrooms are upstairs. Now, where are the bedrooms? Upstairs. The kitchen and living room are downstairs. What do we have downstairs? The kitchen and living room. Good. So if I am in my kitchen and I go to the bedrooms, do I go upstairs or downstairs? I go upstairs. And if you are in the bedroom and go to the kitchen, do you go upstairs or downstairs? You go downstairs.
We're in the kitchen, downstairs, and the bedrooms are upstairs. You learned some new words about a kitchen, remember? Stove, refrigerator. Here's another new word. Look at picture 8. This is a cabinet. It's in the kitchen. Say cabinet. Cabinet. The cabinets in our kitchen contain food. My mother keeps rice, sugar, and flour in the kitchen cabinet. Some food doesn't have to be kept cold. If food doesn't have to be kept cold, where is it usually kept? In a cabinet. There are many cabinets on the wall in the kitchen. What does my mother keep in the cabinets? Rice, flour, and sugar. She keeps food in the cabinets. If some food must be kept cold, where does my mother put it? In the refrigerator. What does picture 8 show? A refrigerator or a cabinet? A cabinet. Where does my mother keep ice cream and butter? In the refrigerator. Where does my mother buy food? In a supermarket. What does she cook the food on? On the stove. Where is the stove? In the kitchen. If we don't put the ice cream in the refrigerator, what will happen to it? It will melt. Where do you put ice cream so it won't melt? In the refrigerator. What do I have to do to the refrigerator before it will work? Connect it to the wall plug. What is on the end of a cord of a refrigerator? An electric plug. What do you do with the electric plug to make the refrigerator work? Connect it to the wall plug. Then the refrigerator will work. When Mother puts a dozen eggs in the refrigerator, how many eggs does she put in? 12 eggs. What do I use to turn the TV on or off? I turn the switch. If the bedrooms in our house are above the kitchen and living rooms, where are the bedrooms? They're upstairs. Right. And if they're upstairs, where is the kitchen? It's downstairs. And what does my mother do downstairs in the kitchen? She prepares the food. What's another way of saying that the pump had to be fixed? The pump had to be repaired. Good.
Now you men get out of the kitchen while I prepare dinner.
Okay, Mom. While my mother is preparing dinner, let's go for a ride in the Jeep. I'll show you the ranch. Come on.
This is the end of Situation Tape 14.